BC Premier David Eby shuffled his cabinet Thursday, July 17, with a new focus on the economy and jobs. Major changes include Ravi Kalone moving from the Ministry of Housing and Municipal Affairs to the newly named Ministry of Jobs and Economic Growth, and Nina Keegar replacing Gary Begg as Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General. Kalone will be replaced at Housing by Christine Boyle, who is moving over from the Ministry of Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation. Eby said the moves are part of the effort to face down U.S. President Donald Trump, who he said is committed to destroying our Canadian economy. BC Conservative leader John Rusted called the shuffle highly unusual, just 8 months after the cabinet was first sworn in. "They're shuffling the chairs on the deck of a ferry that's going to come from China," Rusted said, referring to BC Ferries' contract to build 4 new ships in a Chinese state-owned shipyard. The changes impact about one-third of Eby's cabinet. Diana Gibson is moving over from the jobs file to citizen services, replacing George Chow. Begg and Chow are out of the cabinet, becoming parliamentary secretaries. Rick Glumick will oversee a newly created role as Minister of State for AI and New Technologies. Eby said this role is aimed at ensuring workers are supported in what he expects to be a significant transition in daily work life, and that the minister will work with the new federal AI minister. Other changes include Jesse Sunner will serve as the Minister of Postsecondary Education and Future Skills. Ann Kong will be the new Minister of Tourism, Arts, Culture and Sport. Spencer Chandra Herbert will take the role of Minister of Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation. Amna Shah will be the Parliamentary Secretary for Anti-Racism Initiatives, Mental Health and Addictions. Gary Begg will serve as the Parliamentary Secretary for Surrey Infrastructure. George Chow will be the Parliamentary Secretary for the Downtown Eastside and Chinatown, and Paul Choi will be the Parliamentary Secretary for Trade. Eby said the world has changed since the October 2024 provincial election and since the swearing-in of the first cabinet. "We've seen escalating threats matched with action from the president of the U.S. attacking our economy," he said. "The results of that are showing up right across Canada and around the world." He said the concern is that things may get significantly worse, but that he believes that BC has everything it needs to be successful. "Like a manager or a coach of sports team, when you're facing a particular opponent or particular moment, you might have to shift some players to ensure that the skills that they bring to the table are meeting the moment for the whole team," he said. "And that's what's happening here." This is also why he said he put Kalone in charge of the renamed jobs file. "I need Ravi," Eby said. "I needed him to step into the jobs and economic growth ministry. Real estate is one sector in the province. We have many sectors under direct threat by the United States." Rusted said this move struck him as a way for the government to bring in its strongest communicator to explain away issues such as low private sector job growth and high youth unemployment. "Ravi Kalone is their best spin doctor," he said. Rusted said he was most surprised by the replacement of Begg at Public Safety, particularly because Krieger, a first-time MLA, is taking over. Rusted said this puts a rookie on the file while the province is experiencing significant crime problems. Overall, Rusted said these changes amount to simply switching seats instead of fixing the province's problems. "They've got big issues and they're trying to change the channel," Rusted said. "I don't think the people in BC are going to buy it."